Today we celebrate Pentecost, the 50th day after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In the Jewish faith, the Pentecost, or the 50th day after Passover, was celebrated when all the Jews returned to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Weeks, a celebration of the first fruits of the spring harvest. And the Jews used this celebration as a memorial of their giving, of them receiving the law, the faith, the gift of the faith of the law of the Ten Commandments that God gave them on Mount Sinai. God gave the law to his people. So why is Pentecost special in our Catholic faith? It was on this day, as we heard in the reading from the Acts of the Apostles, that a strong driving wind filled the entire house where the apostles were. And tongues of fire descended upon them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. It is today that we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit from God to his people, the gift of the third person of the Holy Trinity. It was on this day that the Holy Spirit transformed a group of fearful, timid, uncertain men into a group of courageous apostles who went forth with determination and purpose to proclaim the message of Jesus Christ. It was the beginning of the Catholic Church. This same day, 50 days after Passover, or 50 days after the Paschal sacrifice, we shift from a gift of the law of the Old Testament to a gift of the Spirit in the New Testament. So if someone would ask you, explain the Holy Spirit, what would you say? He's hard to describe. He doesn't have a persona like we attach to God, the loving Father, or to the God the Son, the one who became man to save our sins. We have to use symbols to portray the Holy Spirit. And does the Holy Spirit get attention just because he's the third person of the Holy Trinity? Is he like the third wheel on a date? He's just there, so we have to acknowledge him? Who is he, and what has the Holy Spirit done for us? The Holy Spirit is consubstantial with the Father and the Son, meaning that he is of the same substance, and he has been in existence from the beginning with the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit is the spouse of the Virgin Mary because it's through the Holy Spirit that the Virgin was with child. The Holy Spirit endorsed and guided Jesus during his public ministry. From the beginning, when Jesus read in the synagogue, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor." The Spirit was with Jesus until the end, when he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he handed over the Spirit. And after the resurrection, as we heard in today's gospel, Jesus passed on the Spirit to the apostles when he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit inspired all of the scripture writers. Or you might say, in some way, the Holy Spirit is the ghostwriter of the Bible. The Holy Spirit has been the inspiration and the guidance of the magisterium of the church for the past 2,000 years. In each and every sacrament, the Holy Spirit puts us into communion with Jesus Christ. In prayer, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. The Holy Spirit provides each one of us with gifts and charisms. As St. Paul said in his letter to the Corinthians, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. For the forgotten person of the third Holy Trinity, this third wheel, the The Holy Spirit is certainly a busy little guy. Do we give him enough credit? The Holy Spirit is present in all the sacraments, and especially present in three sacraments. The three sacraments when we use sacred chrism, baptism, confirmation, and holy orders. All three of these sacraments place a permanent mark on our soul, signifying that we belong to Jesus Christ. And the sacrament of confirmation is our own personal Pentecost. For it is when we are confirmed that the Holy Spirit completes in us the grace that we were given in baptism. The Holy Spirit roots us more deeply with Christ and His church. The Holy Spirit increases the gifts that has begun in us and gives us a special strength to go forth and evangelize, just like He gave the apostles on that first Pentecost. One more question. How do we envision the Holy Spirit? He's not the loving Father. He's not the Son who walked on this earth. There have been many symbols used in Scripture to represent the Holy Spirit. A dove, tongues of fire, wind, breath, water, anointing with oil. And symbols may be good to convey a thought or a sign, but can we really identify with a symbol? May I offer three other ways to identify with the Holy Spirit that might give him a little more substance? I identify the Holy Spirit as a guide, a teacher, and a friend. The Holy Spirit is a guide in that he can lead our hearts to a place of peace in the Lord. The Holy Spirit is a guide in that he can chaperone our thoughts to a place of focus on the Lord and the truth. And he is a guide to help us discern our lives. He can lead us to a place of fulfillment of our mission and to appreciate the wonder and awe of God. The Holy Spirit is a teacher when he gives us inspiration to understand or the faith to believe. He is a teacher when he gives us counsel necessary to make good decisions. And the Holy Spirit is a teacher when he gives us fortitude and courage to evangelize and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is a friend. A friend when he knows all of our faults and still loves us and wants the best for us. The Holy Spirit is a friend when he can forgive us when we don't act like a friend. And the Holy Spirit is a friend when we just need a companion to get through the day. As the Jews celebrated on Pentecost the receiving of the law, let us celebrate today the coming of the Holy Spirit and our personal renewal of our confirmation of faith with the third person of the Trinity. Our God is a guide. Our God is a teacher. Our God is a friend. Let us pray that the Holy Spirit, who transformed that fearful and timid group of apostles into bold evangelists, will encourage us to go forth to preach the good news of Jesus Christ, not just with words, but also with our lives. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love.